Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Reese system with an air horn hit drive character in Ableton Live 12, aimed right at jungle and old-school DNB vibes. So instead of a smooth modern Euro bass, we want something rude, wide, snarling, and moving, with a short horn-like attack that punches through the mix. Think classic rave energy, classic detune motion, and controlled distortion that still leaves room for the drums. The big idea here is simple. Don't think of this as one bass sound. Think in layers. We're going to build a clean sub for weight, a Reese body for motion and attitude, and an air horn hit layer for the attack and identity. When those three parts work together, you get that proper hit-driven bass system that feels alive in a jungle or old-school DNB track. Let's start by setting up a new MIDI track and loading an instrument rack. Inside that rack, create three chains and name them sub, Reese, and air horn. That organization matters, because in drum and bass the low end has to stay controlled, and the cleanest way to do that is to separate the jobs of each layer. First, the sub chain. Use operator for a clean sine wave, oscillator on sine, mono voicing, no glide for now. Keep it simple. This layer is not here to be exciting, it's here to be solid. Write a root note pattern in the lower octave, something supportive and repetitive. For example, in D minor, you might use notes like D1, D1, F1, C1. Then put an EQ8 after it with a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz, just to clear out any useless rumble. If the sub is fighting the kick, make a small dip around the kick's fundamental. Finish with utility, set width to 0 and keep that sub dead center. That mono foundation is what lets the whole patch stay powerful. Now for the Reese chained, which is really the heart of this sound. Load up Wavetable, then chorus ensemble, saturator, EQ8, and utility. On Wavetable, use a saw-based waveform. Basic shape saw is a good starting point. You can add a second oscillator also on saw, tune slightly sharp, and keep the detune light to medium. If you want a more unstable, analog-feeling character, try free-running phase. Set the voicing to mono, and keep glide short or off depending on how leggy you want the notes to feel. The key here is motion. A Reese works because the harmonics are moving against each other in a way that sounds alive. The chorus helps create that classic swim. Keep chorus ensemble subtle though. Too much chorus and you lose the punch in the middle. You want width, but not mush. Next comes saturator. This is where the Reese gets attitude. Start with a few decibels of drive, somewhere around 3 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. If the tone starts getting too harsh, don't just keep pushing it harder. Back off the drive and use EQ after it to shape the result. After saturator, use EQ8 to clean up the low end, because we don't want the Reese body stomping on the sub. High pass somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. Cut any muddy buildup around 200 to 350 Hz if needed, and if you want more growl, you can gently boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If the sound gets fizzy or brittle, pull back a little around 3 to 6 kHz. Then use utility to control the width. This layer can be wide, even very wide, but remember the sub stays mono. Now let's build the air horn hit layer. This is the part that gives the whole system that hit drive feel. Think of it as a short rave stab with bass presence, not just another synth note. You can do this with Wavetable or operator. If you use Wavetable, pick a saw or square wave and give it a very short amp envelope. Instant attack. Decay somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds, no sustain, short release. If you use operator, you can get a nice horn-style transient with a tiny pitch drop at the start. That little pitch movement, just 20 to 50 milliseconds, can make the sound feel more vocal and more like a shouted stab. After the source, put on auto filter. A band pass or resonant low pass can work really well here. Tweep the cutoff so the attack speaks in the mids, somewhere roughly between 400 Hz and 2.5 kHz, with a moderate resonance. That gives you the horn-like punch rather than a plain synth note. Then push it through roar or overdrive to get the rude character. Roar is great if you want a more modern, complex edge, and overdrive works nicely if you want something a bit more direct. After that, use EQ8 to high-pass the low end of this layer, usually somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, and focus the energy in the mids. A little bump around 800 Hz to 2 kHz can really help it cut. Then a touch of drum bus can turn it into a more percussive hit. Use it subtly. We're aiming for impact, not destruction. Finish with utility and keep this layer mostly centered, maybe a little width if it helps. But don't overdo it. At this point, balance the three layers. A good starting point is the sub strongest, the Reese body lower in level, and the horn layer loud enough to hear the attack, but not so loud that it dominates. In other words, the sub gives the weight, the Reese gives the movement, and the horn gives the identity. If any one of those starts trying to do all three jobs, the sound usually falls apart. Now let's make it breathe with automation, because this is where the sound really comes alive. Automate the Reese filter cutoff so it opens slightly before a fill, closes for darker sections, or sweeps into the drop for tension. Automate chorus amount if you want the bass to feel more open in transitions and tighter in heavier sections. The air horn filter can also move around, higher for brighter transitions, lower for a darker, meaner feel. And if you really want to get the bass talking, automate saturator or roar drive on certain accents or downbeats. Even tiny changes make the patch feel like it's responding to the groove. For the actual bass line, keep it classic and spacious. Old school jungle and DNB often sound best when the rhythm leaves room. Try a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase in D minor with a mix of short and longer notes. For example, D1, rest, D1, F1 in 1 bar, then C1, rest, D1. Rest in the next. You can keep it rolling, but don't crowd it. The horn layer works especially well on shorter or accented notes, so use note length as part of the arrangement. Short notes can feel like stabs, while longer notes create tension. That contrast is a big part of the vibe. And don't forget the drums. This style lives in the relationship between bass, kick, snare, and breaks. The sub needs to stay out of the way of the kick. The Reese body should avoid mud in the low mids, and the horn hit should leave space for the snare to crack. If your break is busy, reduce stereo width a little on the Reese. If the break is thin, you can afford a wider, more animated bass. Always check the patch in mono too. A bass sound that feels huge in stereo, but collapses in mono, is going to cause headaches in the mix. A really useful classic move is to resample the bass system. Solo the rack, record it to audio, chop the best hits, and then process those audio pieces again with things like saturator, redux, drum bus, or auto filter. That can give you a more sampled, chopped, old-school feel. Sometimes the moment you print it to audio, it becomes more interesting because the bass stops behaving like a static synth and starts acting like a real performance element. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the Reese too wide in the low end. Don't over-distort the horn so it turns into harsh noise. Don't let the low mids build up around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't make all three layers full range, or you'll get a muddy cloud instead of a clear system. And don't write a bass line that's too busy. This style often gets its power from space, not constant notes. If you want a heavier and darker result, keep the Reese filter a little more closed and let the horn layer supply the bite. You can also stack saturation gently in stages, a little saturator, a little drum bus, a little roar, instead of one huge distortion hit that usually sounds bigger and less brittle. A tiny bit of pitch and stability on the detune can also help the patch feel more alive and more analog. And if you really want to push the old-school attitude, you can layer the horn hit with a very quiet rave stab or organ-style sample, then high-pass it hard, so it just adds character. Here's a good practice move. Build a 4-bar loop using the 3-layer rack. Keep the sub simple and mono. Make the Reese detuned, wide, and slightly saturated. Make the air horn short and focused in the mids. Add at least one automation move, either on cutoff or drive. Then export that bass line to audio and make a second version that's darker, dirtier, or more chopped. Compare the two in the context of drums. That comparison teaches you a lot about what the sound actually needs. So to recap, we built a Reese system with an air horn hit drive character in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. You learned how to build a clean mono sub, a wide Reese body, and a horn-like attack layer. You also learned how to shape the sound with Ableton stock devices, how to automate it for movement, and how to arrange it so it works with the drums instead of fighting them. The main takeaway is this. The magic is in the contrast. Clean low-end, wide-moving mids, short-rude horn attack, controlled distortion, and rhythmic space. If you get those elements working together, you're right in that classic DNB pocket. If you want, I can also turn this into a device-by-device rack recipe or give you an 8-bar MIDI and automation example for a full jungle drop.